countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
At Home on the Farm is the name of a new exhibition at the Limerick City Gallery of Art. The artist Mary Burke has painted life on five farms in County Limerick. Now, June Danaher's farm is one of those featured, and Ella McSweeney visited her to find out about her farming life.
My name is June Danaher, and we're here in Shanagolden. I'm farming here for 41 years. I'm married into the farm. I'm a suckler farmer and I'm also a social farmer, and I have an array of animals. We're standing here with Spirit, the pony, Cisco, the alpaca, Anna, Eddie and Scommel, the goats. So they're all pets. So and then over here we have the cows and the calves. Let the lads in because... So these are suckler cows, and these are all pedigrees, Limousin, and the ones that are bawling are looking for nuts, they're pets in the middle. So farming, I'm not from a farming background, I'm from North Lincolnshire. The reason I'm here in Ireland, I met an Irishman and married him. Well, I came on holiday, met Jared on a Saturday, and the following Friday he asked me to marry him. So, yeah, I settled in very well. I suppose I had a good baptism with Jared's father. We were dairy farmers back then, so I made lots of mistakes. It was hard work in the beginning because it was all new to me. I can remember Jared's father, we'd go out, he'd say, come out, they were milking the cows, and he'd say to me, you know, wash the teats. And I can remember the first time I came out with a bucket of water with very liquid and a cloth. And he said, what the, are you doing? I said, I'm washing them. Do you know what I mean? You just clean them with fresh water. I didn't know that. And another time, when you give them the nuts to the cows, you say a scoop of nuts, which meant the handful, and I'd be giving each cow a bucket of nuts, and Jared's father, he'd be going along after me and putting some back in the bucket. So it was a learning process. I just loved it. I loved when cows calved, and it's as exciting today as it was all the, you know, them years ago. So no, I really, really like it. It rips out. So these two were born on Friday of last week. And then the calves that are in the far off pen, they were all born within the last 6 to 8 weeks. The gates are designed that the calf can go in and out to drink the mum, and then they come back out into the bed. They're all very friendly. So there's 70 acres on the farm here, and it's broken out, it's all in paddocks, so when the cows go out, pedigrees go at one side and the commercial go at the other side. I was asked would I get involved with the social farming. I knew nothing about it, so I said yes, I'd give it a try. So I have young men with intellectual disabilities that come to the farm on a Tuesday. My lads that come, that they've been coming to me now over to nearly 3 years. So all the lads have ability, but I suppose sometimes it's not till you do something like this that they realise what they can do. So we decided we'd slate walls. We built this wall here and we're making a step here. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But as you can see, we built the wall and we slated the walls. The reason I do it is to give back and to be thankful for what we have. You know, this, we're so lucky. They're not. Life gives you a bum hand sometimes. Sorry. It's not pity. I don't have pity for the boys. But it's just life. Life is hard. And not everybody has been as lucky as my children or as lucky as I've been. So no, I love the social farming. They're excited to come and they're part of the family. COVID has been tough. The boys couldn't come. Some of them have underlying problems and they actually closed down the centres, so a lot of them had to go home. So they had, there was nothing for them either, which has been hard. But look, things are starting to improve. Numbers are going down. So hopefully we can get back. We're in the chicken pen now. So I have khaki Campbell ducks, an array of hens, Rhode Island reds, a few lavender, a few blacks, and my rooster. So I get on average about 20 eggs a day. I think women are the backbone of the farms, and going back historically, there wasn't enough recognition for women on the farm. It's different today because I suppose women are more vocal. They're not in the background anymore, they're at the forefront of farming. I'd like to see, I suppose, more women on the boards, you know, IFA, things like this, because it is dominated by men. So are the marts. The marts are dominated, it's all male. I don't think women get listened to. You know, I've been to meetings and you could put forward, you could ask a question, you don't always get an answer. It's like, and if you go to any of the meetings, also, there's very few women participating from the floor. And I think that needs to be broken. You know, we need to be more vocal. About a year ago, I got a phone call from Mary Burke, the artist, asking could she come out to the farm, and I assumed it was to do with social farming. Mary came to the farm, she took some photographs, it was a grey day. We went into the house, she took a few photographs in the house. She said that she was going to do paintings. They actually sent me some of them. She did paintings of bulls, the goats, the alpaca, the dog. It was nice because we take things for granted, I think, at times. We don't realise what beautiful views we have, and it was just refreshing to have somebody here to see, I suppose, what we see every day. But she, like, it was like she was seeing it for the first time.
Ella McSweeney there walking with June Danaher across her farm in Shanagolden in County Limerick. And you can see Mary Burke's paintings, beautiful paintings indeed, of June's farm at the Limerick City Gallery of Art at gallery.limerick.ie, because of course it's online. And the exhibition and programme of events runs at the gallery until the 2nd of May. And June will also participate in an online live event this Monday as part of International Women's Day at Limerick City Gallery of Art. That will be at 2 o'clock. And Mary will be there along with four artists, farmers, including Lisa Fingleton, Sheila Flanagan and Breda Larkin. So thanks to Ella for that report.